Welcome to the 23 Minutes in Hell podcast, where author and speaker Bill Weiss and his wife Annette address the many questions and concerns that we all have about the topic of hell and eternity. Bill and Annette believe the subject of hell shouldn't grip us with fear, but instead should inspire us to invest the time we have left on earth wisely. Tune in for today's enlightening broadcast.
Thank you for listening to my wife and I. Today we are discussing suffering according to God's will. Now, in today's podcast, this teaching will bring clarity and remove confusion regarding this often misunderstood topic. Now, we've all heard Christians ignorantly blame God for the suffering they experience in life. But what does the Bible say a Christian should suffer?
Oh, that's going to be great. I'm excited about this today, Bill, because, you know, we all know suffering exists because we live in a fallen, sin-filled world.
Right.
We all have experienced suffering in our lives. But we also know that man chooses to harm his fellow man, and that can cause suffering. And the Bible is clear that evil spirits can oppose God's people and God's work, which can create a type of suffering for us. We can also suffer because of poor decisions, sin, or a lack of knowledge. But let's dive in and look at what the Bible has to say, which is the most important always.
That's right. And you know, as followers of Jesus Christ, the scripture is clear we will suffer persecution. Listen to these three verses. 2 Timothy 1:8 says, "With the strength God gives you, be ready to suffer with me for the sake of the good news." 2 Timothy 2:9 and 10, "And because I preach this good news, I am suffering and have been chained like a criminal." 2 Timothy 3:12, "Everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution." So notice that he's suffering persecution for the good news, for the gospel, and he was even chained. So that's part of the suffering.
Yeah, so this is the Apostle Paul speaking to Timothy. You know, and it's so true, Bill. You know, when a Christian stands up for truth, does what is good and right in God's eyes, or speaks against evil, they will be persecuted. And the ungodly, of course, are quick to slander, cancel, or silence truth. And sometimes the persecution even comes from one's own family or fellow believers.
That's right. You know, listen to these four verses. 1 Peter 2:21 says, "For God called you to do good, even if it means suffering, just as Christ suffered for you. He is your example, and you must follow in his steps." Then 1 Peter 3:14 and 17 says, "But even if you suffer for doing what is right, God will reward you for it. But for it is better if it is the will of God to suffer for doing good than for doing evil." That's real clear. Suffering for doing good than for doing evil. It's better. 1 Peter 4:13, "But rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings." And one more verse, 1 Peter 4:16 and 19 says, "If anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed. Let those who suffer according to the will of God." And it goes on from there. So suffering according to the will of God.
Yeah, that makes it real clear. There's obviously then suffering that is not according to the will of God.
Right.
You know, sometimes as Christians even, I know this is for sure out there in social media, people invite suffering to themselves with the way they post, the attitude they say things in,
yes,
and not remaining in love. And sometimes, you know, it's wiser just to refrain and
exactly,
not chime in or meddle in something. So we can invite suffering ourselves.
Right.
But I love those last two verses because you talk about partaking of Christ's sufferings. So we must ask ourselves, what did Christ suffer? You know, we do know he suffered persecution, absolutely, and to the point of an excruciating death on the cross. He suffered rejection and abandonment by those he loved. And Hebrews 2:18 and 4:15 says he suffered being tempted in all the same ways we are tempted, but he never sinned. You know, and that's why he's able to help us when we suffer temptation.
That's right.
Then we need to look at now what Christ did not suffer. Jesus did not suffer sickness and disease, and he is our example of suffering. Matthew 8:17 says he himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. And just one other verse, Acts 10:38 says, "Jesus went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil." So our point here is...
Right. The Word of God is very clear that sickness and disease is not suffering according to the will of God. But listen to this verse. This is good. 1 Peter 5:10 says, "But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you." That's an encouraging verse.
That is very encouraging. No matter what we suffer, right? He will
perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. So that's really encouraging.
That's so good, because he's the God of all grace. So therefore, he's saying in that verse, hon, that as a Christian, we can never fail, because he will perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle us. I love that.
Yes.
And, you know, also we suffer saying no to our will and to our flesh. And here's just a couple of verses in 1 Peter 4, 1 and 2. It says, "Therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same mind. For he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh for the lusts of men, but for the will of God." So we suffer when we say no to our flesh and no to our own will and yes to God's will.
Right. And then we don't sin when we do his will.
Exactly.
That's what that's saying.
Yeah, that's so good. And James 1:12 states, "Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him."
Well, that's a great promise. You know, so the bottom line is we will suffer persecution by people influenced by the devil. Number two, we will suffer temptation, you know, saying no to our flesh and no to the devil. And number three, we will suffer not getting our own way.
Wow, Bill, that is worth repeating. We will suffer not getting our own way. You know, and I like how 1 Peter chapters 2 and 3, you know, that there's a lot in those verses or in those chapters about suffering. You know, suffering also that you mentioned doing good, not doing evil.
Right.
And also it speaks of respecting and submitting to authority, you know, like submitting to leaders, employers, wives to husbands, children to parents, and fellow Christians.
Right. You know, and submitting to authority is not always easy to do. You know, as long as our submission doesn't violate the Word of God, we are instructed to yield to authority. Now, submit is not a popular word, and for most people, the word carries a negative connotation. However, if we refuse to submit to human authority, how will we ever submit to God's authority in our lives?
That's a good point. You know, Bill, and how many times do we have to, for example, hold our tongue when our flesh wants to tell a person off, or remain loving and patient with a very difficult or angry person?
Right.
You know, especially those closest to us. Or humbling ourselves and asking someone to forgive us, even when they should be the one to admit their fault in the matter. You know, we have to be the bigger person. And what about suffering material loss, foregoing worldly pleasure, status, fame, and not defending ourselves against slander?
Right. That's all types of suffering. You know, in Philippians 3:8, the Apostle Paul said, "He has suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish when compared with the infinite value of knowing the Lord Jesus Christ." That's an amazing statement. He lost everything, you know, but yet he counted that. That's nothing.
Yeah, because he gained
Christ.
Wow, that is so good. You know, so it's obvious we are to endure persecution for the word's sake. And suffering, though, that is not according to the will of God can be from the demonic realm or from our own disobedience or our lack of knowledge of the word of God. But, you know, even, Bill, if we suffer because of our poor choices and we trust in the Lord, he will still bring good out of our suffering. That's how good God is.
That's right.
You know, and the key is to draw near to God through our suffering and to feed on his faithfulness.
That's right. He is so faithful. You know, sometimes when we go through difficult trials, you know, we may not have all the answers or understand why. But if we fix our eyes not on what is seen or temporal, but on what is unseen and eternal, it will strengthen our faith and give us hope and comfort that one day we will be in heaven with our loved ones, living in a perfect world with no more pain, no more loss, and no more suffering.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to subscribe, rate this program, and share it on social media outlets. To stay in touch with us and learn more about this ministry, consider checking out our resources at soulchoiceministries.org.